You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. The benchmarks have banked on financials today to end at record closing highs. The Sensex has closed up 135 points, while the Nifty has ended 26.3 points higher. These will be among the big headlines that we will be talking about as we take this leisurely evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
Well, another day and another record close for benchmarks. Bulls seem to be in no mood to give up their momentum as the market shrugged off any chances of having Monday blues to end the day at record closing highs. It would appear, at least for the short term, that the bears have to be content with hibernation. The week began on a strong note for the market, with Nifty managing to scale 11,400 in the first few minutes of trade, while the Sensex also clocked 37,800 in the first hour. The rally was largely supported by banks, auto, metals, as well as energy names, while traditional defensives, IT and pharmaceuticals, took a hit. In the broader markets, mid-caps also managed to end in the green, with Nifty mid-cap ending 0.45% higher. The bears were not giving up that easily. They did put up a tough fight in the last hour and were seen inflicting some damage as well. Both Sensex and Nifty managed to end the day off the day's high points. A quick look at the numbers then. The Sensex closed up 135.73 points, or 0.36%, at 37,691.89, while the Nifty ended 26.3 points higher at 11,387.1. The market breadth was quite narrow. 1,605 shares advanced against a decline of 1,121 shares. 176 shares remained unchanged. Well, who were among the top gainers today? Axis Bank, State Bank of India and ICICI Bank made gains, while Tata Motors, Kotak Mahindra Bank, GAIL and Dr. Reddy's Labs lost the most. Jayant Manglik, president of Relic Air Broking, went on to tell Money Control, and I quote, "Markets ended with modest gains amid volatility thanks to supportive local cues and firm global markets. The beginning was upbeat, but profit-taking in index majors capped upside as the session progressed. Meanwhile, noticeable buying interest in mid-cap and small-cap kept the participants busy," unquote. Let's find out which stocks made all the noise on Dalal Street today. We start with, of course, the new kid on the block, HDFC AMC, that is HDFC Asset Management Company, which is the country's second largest mutual fund house, registering a healthy gain of 58% over the issue price of 1,100 rupees per share on the NSE on listing. The stock closed 65% higher at 1,815 rupees on the National Stock Exchange. We will be discussing why the scrip is doing quite as well as it is and what the analysts have to say about it on our story of the day. So be sure to check that one out as well. Shares of IDFC rose 5.8% even after the firm issued a clarification to exchanges with respect to reports of sale of its broking and mutual fund business. The company said in a filing to exchanges, and I quote, "We keep evaluating opportunities from time to time, and should anything fructify, we will inform the exchanges as appropriate. At this point, there is nothing that requires disclosure, and we cannot and do not comment on market speculation," unquote. Tata Motors was among the shares that took a hit. The share price fell nearly 2% following weak Jaguar Land Rover sales data for July. The UK-based luxury car maker sold 6,077 units in the month gone by, registering an 18.6% degrowth year-on-year. Marks & Spencer share price rallied 15% after the company reported a healthy profit growth for the quarter ended June 2018. Consolidated net profit during the quarter grew sharply by 72.6% to 24.9 crore rupees, backed by operational growth and stable revenue. And finally, among the stocks that made news, we have JMC Projects India, which surged 6% as the company approved stock split and reported better quarter one numbers. The company has approved a proposal for subdivision split of the existing face value of the equity shares of the company from 10 rupees each to 2 rupees each, subject to the approval of the members of the company. And finally, let's flip the map and go take our evening walk in global market. We start eastward. Markets in Asia have closed mixed, cutting the gains that were achieved earlier as trade war issues were back on the table. Another set of tariffs on US goods were announced by China. Japan's Nikkei 225 paired gains to close lower by 0.08%, or 17.86 points lower, to close at 22,507.32. Turning west now, markets in Europe have been trading lower on the back of renewed trade tensions. The pan-European Stoxx 600 has been down 0.1% at the time of my telling you this during its early morning deals. Well, it's the 6th of August 2018. The Bulls are having a good run on Dalal Street. Will this continue tomorrow? You'll of course find out when we come back first thing in the morning with a morning walk down Dalal Street, as well as some stocks for you to pick. Until then, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.